And with that in mind, I want to give you the seven phrases and the seven key words that come out of it. We're talking about Acts 20:24. I'm going to give you the seven phrases out of the scripture. Then I'll give you the seven key words. When you look at the seven key words, you'll see that is. Those are the dynamics of success. So here are the seven phrases. None of these things move me. That's the first phrase. Don't number it though. None of these things move me. That's the first phrase. And then leave a line, because you're going to have to put something underneath it, the key word, in a moment. None of these things move me. That's the first phrase. The second phrase. Get all the words too. Neither count I my life dear to myself. That's the second phrase. Neither count I my life dear to myself. Neither count I my life dear to myself. That's the second phrase. All right, the third phrase. That I might finish my course. Six simple words. That I might finish my course. All right, the next phrase is a nice short one. With joy. That's the next one. With joy. The next one's also nice and short. The ministry. The ministry. The next one's a bit longer. I received from the Lord Jesus. Just that's all you put down there. I received from the Lord Jesus. And then the final phrase, to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. To testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Seven phrases, the dynamics of success. Now we will number them and give you the key word. Number one is the phrase from the very second from the bottom. I received from the Lord. That's number one. That's where you've got to get it. And underneath that, I put the word mandate. You will never succeed without a mandate. You've got to have a mandate. Why? What's a mandate? Why? That's the mandate. Why? I've got to pay the rent. That's a good mandate. Got to get this plane off the ground. That's a mandate. He got it from Jesus. It's a mandate. If you don't have a mandate for your success, folks, why then? Why waste why bother? You're wasting your time. Why do it? I'm amazed that folks just do things for the dumbest reasons and they do dumb things. If you do something for a dumb reason, it's a dumb thing you're doing. He had a mandate. He got it from Jesus. I don't do anything I didn't hear from Jesus. I've got to have a mandate. I've got to have something. God's got to be in this thing. So there's a mandate. I received it from the Lord Jesus. And don't you dare come to say, I think I got it from Jesus. Honey, if you think you got it from Jesus, it doesn't matter whether you did or didn't. You see, there's a force in a mandate. The force must be there. And I don't mean the good force or the dark force. You've got to have a mandate. There's a power behind it. My God, no matter what you say to me or do to me, I know what my mandate is. Because I got it from God. You see, and you can't take it from me. You can even tell me I don't have the mandate. I still won't change it because I got it. You can debate. I'll never forget when I was in seminary in 1969 in San Francisco. And there was a very a powerful professor by the name of Dr. Laverne Schaefer. And he insisted that everyone could only have one gift, which of course I don't agree with at all. And therefore, if you're going to have one gift, you only have one gift. If you've got that gift, that's your gift. And I remember, I'm sitting in chapel. It's a very small chapel, during one of the chapel breaks during the week in seminary. And I'm hearing these guys debate behind me what my gift was. Because I was a pastor at the time. And once, he's an evangelist. I was a pretty fiery guy back then. We're talking a long time, 1969. That one said, no, he's got the gift of the pastor. And they were actually having an argument before chapel started behind me one another over which gift I had. And finally, I couldn't stand it any longer. And I turned around and said, I got both. Now shut up. And several more. Hey, you're going to have a mandate. You're going to get it from Jesus. Then no one can take it away from you. Well, I don't think you got the gift. Well, honey, You know, whether you do or not, I'm not going to get into that debate. I know I got it from him. Exactly. I'll never forget when the only course I ever took on preaching in Bible college, I had no option. I didn't want to take it. I was pastoring this church, as a matter of fact. And I didn't want to take it, but I had no option. It was required. And I prayed and ministered to the guy. I got on to the message. I'm going to fry him. 20 minutes, I had 20 minutes. It was the big one. So I always wanted to go first. My goal was give them the word of God, number one, and number two, give them such a message that no one else is going to get up and deliver one. God, forgive me, that's just youth. In your 20s, you do things like that sometimes. And I can remember I preached my heart out to those guys. Then after you delivered it, the whole class of about 45 people get to discuss you and your preaching ability in front of you to your face. So I delivered a hot message. I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever heard. You know what? I delivered the word of the Lord, you know. And they began to lay into me. Oh, he can't speak. Oh, he's too dramatic. Oh, he gets to, and they went on and on and on and on. I thought, and I'm the only guy here who's a pastor, first of all. You know? Catch on. And second of all, I'm called. I heard from God. You're arguing about the wrong thing. See, the devil likes to get you to argue about the wrong thing. Are you really called? What a stupid question. First of all, when you get your mandate from God, he never gives it to you in a moment. That's why I don't like people that get married or do things because they got one verse. That's not the basis. He leads you in a direction and he builds a desire, and the desire turns into a passion. And my friends, that passion rises up in power and authority and dignity and becomes a commitment, and no one can steal it from you.